They've lost 6,800 jobs over the last 12 months. Their job losses are accelerating at the same time that job losses are dissipating or even job growth has begun across most of the rest of Florida. They stand out in stark contrast, Tom.
Well, Space Florida and Brevard Workforce and other agencies along the Space Coast have been working to attract new companies and bring new jobs to the area. Private space companies like SpaceX have plans for expanding their operations. Aeronautical companies like Embraer are already operating. Will these new companies gear up and start hiring in time to catch some of these highly skilled workers that are now being displaced?
No, it's not happening in time at all. And the loss of space technology jobs are loss of very high paid jobs. So they have larger than normal consequences for the area's economy. That is, the multiplier effects are much bigger on the contraction side. SpaceX coming in and launching, maybe we'll have 400 employees by in 10 years compared to the loss of over 8,000 direct shuttle workers that are lost. So no, they're not going to offset.
Well, of course, there has been some diversification in the economy along the Space Coast, expanding into other industries like medical technology and clean energy and cybersecurity and so on. How many of these workers that are currently being laid off have skills that are transferable to these other technology jobs?
Well, I think a lot of the engineering skills certainly are transferable. Some of the very specialized space technology skills are only transferable to other space technology type endeavors. So there would have to be a substantial amount of retraining, but there isn't the demand yet either for the other jobs or for the space jobs. We've kind of missed the opportunity to backfill.
So that's where we run into this problem of brain drain. A lot of these people just can't wait around Brevard County until these opportunities arise.
Yeah, sure. And they're going to need to go to work, and a lot of that highly skilled labor is going to leave the area.
Now, we've known for a long time that the shuttle program was coming to an end. What, in your view, Hank, could have been done to avoid this situation where thousands of jobs are being lost and we have this damage to the economy?
Well, I think if they had more resources, they could have tried to get a space technology firm to relocate to take advantage of this extraordinary workforce along the lines of Burnham or Torrey Pines. Now, those are very expensive. That would have required $200 to $300 million of incentives to try to attract a major player like that. And those resources simply weren't available.
Well, going from here, though, what can be done at this point to perhaps go in that direction and still make a difference?
Well, I think we still have a tremendous opportunity if we could muster the resources and the political will to do it. Unfortunately, we seem to be marching in the other direction in this country and in this state. We seem to be marching away from government doing anything. There is a role for government, and this role as a big spark plug is important. Certainly, government in Florida has demonstrated its success at this. I mean, look at the medical city with Burnham and VA, and those were in part public-private partnerships. Same thing at Port St. Lucie. And so we sort of don't have that kind of public-private partnership with the commitment of the government partner at the state level. And as I said, it appears from a policy perspective, we appear to be going 180 degrees in the other direction at this point in time, and it's a critical point in time.
Well, you know, for many longtime residents, this is a bit of a deja vu experience. The area also suffered massive layoffs in the early 1970s at the end of the Apollo program. But I think you'll agree that the region is better prepared this time than we were in the early 70s.
There's no doubt about that. And furthermore, the area's economy is larger and more diversified. So Titusville won't turn into the same kind of ghost town now that it turned into before. But that doesn't mean there isn't a lot of economic harm, because there is. And the worst of it is, it seems to be an opportunity missed, that we were unable to build on the technology and the great efforts of NASA to produce the next technology area in the United States. Obviously, this effort's underway to try to do that. They just haven't borne any significant fruit.
So when do you predict that these efforts will start to pay off? How long do you think it's going to take before the area begins to recover? How far in the future?
A minimum of 5 and maybe 10 years, Tom. This is a huge setback, just as the Apollo program was a huge setback when it shut down. Yes, we're better prepared. Yes, the area's economy is more diversified. But make no mistake, losing 8,000 highly paid workers in an economy the size of Melbourne Palm Bay is a big loss.